Now let's lead off with more Central Illinois reaction to the recent spring session in Springfield. All this talk of bipartisanship in the state legislature is a bit overblown, according to a veteran lawmaker who opposed much of the legislation that Governor J.B. Pritzker and Democratic leaders pushed through in what some political observers have called an historic legislative session. More from GLT's Eric Stock.
Republican State Representative Keith Sumner of Morton is now starting his third decade of the state legislature. He says the Democrats used their supermajorities in the House and Senate to get much of the freshman governor's policy agenda enacted. One of the few consolation prizes for Republicans, according to Sumner, were some pro-business reforms.
The majority was looking to get Republican votes on some of these bills, where they agreed to some concerns that some of our larger businesses had.
The reforms were intended to attract jobs in construction, manufacturing, and IT, among others. Sumner says the gas tax increase it'll help pay for a new capital bill is regressive because, he says, people need to drive.
People I talk to and who I run into are frustrated as individuals. They say, yes, I can see a capital program. My university benefits, my social service providers benefit, but I don't feel that I benefit individually and that I'm paying these hundreds and hundreds of extra dollars a year.
Sumner did offer words of encouragement about Governor Pritzker, saying he was affable and willing to meet with lawmakers, something previous governors haven't done. Sumner serves as the Republican spokesman on the House committee that handles child welfare issues. He says the governor was instrumental in pushing reforms at the Department of Children and Family Services after a report revealed widespread abuse and neglect.
We've tried to address that issue, and I give Governor Pritzker credit. It's his following through on that and having a conversation with me on that.
DCFS got a funding boost in part to hire more investigators. The state is also expanding training for those who must report child abuse and mandating clergy to report child abuse as well. I'm Eric Stock.